ضاقت والسماء وقلبي ما عرف الضيق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to part 12 of your Face Positive Ramadan Reminders with me, Abdullah. Today's part 12 is titled Begin Again, and it is about the forgiveness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we all are well settled into Ramadan and into our worship and trying to stay away from sins, striving for taqwa. But sometimes we do slip up and we go back into our bad habits, and we had high hopes for ourselves. We wanted this Ramadan to be different. We wanted to get rid of our rut. We had goals. And somehow we've slipped, and maybe we're angry at ourselves for having slipped. And you think, oh well, shaitan is supposed to be chained, and I'm still up to doing shaitani actions. Maybe I'm a lost cause. Maybe I don't deserve the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe Allah is rejecting you. Please stop right there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to think like that. Let go of whatever anger you are feeling to yourself and turn to something that is faith positive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi, he said about people who make mistakes, that if you commit a sin and you turn to Allah and you say that, my Rabb, I sinned, forgive me, Allah asks that, is this slave acknowledging that he has a Lord who forgives sins and punishes for them? I have forgiven for my slave. That you are acknowledging and you are asking for forgiveness, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive sins, and if we don't ask for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can punish us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. A little bit of time goes by and you commit a sin again and turn to Allah and say, my Lord, I have sinned, forgive me. And Allah, our Rabb, said, is my slave acknowledging that he has a Lord who forgives sins and punishes for them? So I will forgive his sins. And time goes again and the same thing happens, and that continues, and that hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us, O child of Adam, as long as you call to me, I will forgive you whatever you've done, and I will think nothing of it. O child of Adam, even if your sins reach up to the clouds in the sky and you ask me for my forgiveness, I'll forgive you and I'll think nothing of it. O child of Adam, if you were to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, and you were to meet me after death, not worshipping anything else besides me, then I will bring you forgiveness nearly as great as the earth. So, Ramadan is a month that is for us. Every single day is a new day. Life is a struggle. We will never get to the top of the mountain without stumbling along the way, without copping out, without wanting to turn away, thinking we're not going to make it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raheem. So if you have stumbled and if you have slipped, be faith positive, begin again. Until next time, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.